Welcome to the Help Club for Moms devotional podcast. We're so glad you're here, and we're praying for you to encounter the wide and long and high and deep love of Jesus Christ every time you listen. It's going to be a great day. Hello, dear one. This is Deb Weekly. I'm so happy that you're here on the Help Club for Moms podcast. Today, I will be reading a devotional that I wrote called To Whom Shall We Go? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for today. Thank you for my dear one listening to this podcast today. Holy Spirit, I pray that you will come. I pray that you will fill her with your spirit. I pray that she would sense your love, that your spirit would come upon her right now, that she would experience you like never before. I pray that your spirit would be with her like a cloud by day and a fire by night. And Lord, that you would bless her right now and teach her something she would remember for the rest of her life. Come, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our scripture for today is John 21, verse 7. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, "It is the Lord," he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. Oh, I love this quote by Charles Spurgeon. It's so good. And if you struggle with depression, I feel like you can really relate to this. This quote, Charles Spurgeon, he was very sick. He had gout. He had a lot of things going on. He had depression. And so this is a really good quote. He says, "I am the subject of depression so fearful that I hope none of you ever get to such extremes of wretchedness as I go to. But I always get back again by this. I know that I trust Christ. I have no reliance but in him, and if he falls, I shall fall with him, but if he does not, I shall not. Because he lives, I shall live also, and I spring to my legs again and fight with my depressions of spirit and get the victory through it. And so may you do, and so you must, for there is no other way of escaping it." Do you ever feel like you have made so many mistakes in your life that your situation is hopeless, even too far gone for God? Perhaps you have given up because there's no way it's ever going to get better. I know how you feel, dear one, and I have felt the feelings of despair at 2 a.m. I have heard the whispers of the evil enemy of our souls in the middle of the night telling me to take my own life, saying that there is no use to keep going because my situation is truly hopeless. After coming through the valley of despair, I can honestly tell you that I am so glad that I didn't listen to the accuser and give in to the dark thoughts. By the grace of God, I am here to tell you that all you have to do is to hold on to Christ for dear life, trusting him to carry you through the difficult season, just like the pilgrims who passed through the valley of Baca and changed it into springs. That's in Psalm 84, verse 6. So must you. We are not the only ones who may feel like we have made a mess out of our lives. All we have to do is look at the disciple Peter. Peter knew what it was like to fail miserably. He had known Jesus intimately for 3 years as a member of his inner circle. Peter vowed his faithful, undying love to Jesus and seemed destined for greatness. He had faith to move mountains. Jesus even called him the rock on whose faith he would build his church. In spite of his passion, Peter still turned away from Jesus, denying him during the hour of his greatest need. Yes, Peter failed miserably. As we read the story in Luke 22:54-62, we witness the heartbreaking account of Peter denying Jesus 3 times. And after he had sinned, the word says he went out and wept bitterly. And I'm going to read that to you. It says in Luke 22:54-62. Then seizing him, they led him away and took him into the house of the high priest. Peter followed at a distance. And when some there had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and had sat down together, Peter sat down with them. A servant girl saw him seated there in the firelight. She looked closely at him and said, "This man was with him." But he denied it. "Woman, I don't know him," he said. A little later, someone else saw him and said, "You also are one of them." Man, I am not, Peter replied. About an hour later, another asserted, Certainly this fellow was with him, for he is a Galilean. Peter replied, Man, I don't know what you're talking about. Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him, Before the rooster crows, three times today, you will disown me. Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me three times. And he went outside and wept bitterly. Oof. This is the moment I can relate to the most. Peter crying bitter tears as he abandoned his Lord. I am sure he felt he was too far gone for God without hope. After all of those laudatory words spoken over him by Jesus about being the foundation of his church, he was sure he missed his chance. It was all over. But as we turn a few pages to John chapter 20, we see that Peter never lost his hope. He knew to whom he should go. He knew to go to Jesus, his friend, and so must you. When you look at your life, all in shambles and shame, you must set your heart and mind on Christ Jesus, not on sin, mistakes, doubt, depression, anger, bitterness, or unforgiveness. You must run to Jesus, just as Peter did. In John 20, verse 4 through 6, Peter and John ran to the empty tomb to find Jesus. Even though John, the disciple whom Jesus loved, what got there first, it was Peter who went right in and he wanted to find Jesus. And I'm going to read this too. John 20, verses 4 through 6. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but he did not go in. And then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb, and he saw the strips of linen lying in there. Ooh, that's so good. He wanted to find Jesus. He got there first, you guys. In our reading today from John 21, we see Peter's reaction when he realized that it was Jesus on the beach. The moment after John said, It is the Lord, he wasted no time jumping into the water to get back to his Lord. He knew he would heal him of his guilt and shame. Peter knew the loving and forgiving heart of Jesus, who was already cooking breakfast for him and his friends on the beach. He knew that the same God providing for his physical hunger would also give him the forgiveness, love, and acceptance his heart so desperately needed. We beheld the scene in John 21, 15 through 19, as Jesus reinstates Peter back into his calling and his love. He ends the discourse with a powerful admonishment, Follow me. I'm going to read that, John 21, 15 to 19. And it says, When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, he said, you know that I love you. Jesus said, Feed my lambs. Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He answered, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said, Take care of my sheep. The third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, Do you love me? He said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said, Feed my sheep. Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and you went to where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. And then he said to him, Follow me. And on a side note, when Peter, he was also crucified, and they said he was crucified upside down. And then I've read some things that said he was crucified upside down with his wife. And he did die a death that would glorify the Lord. Dear sister, if you feel like you have made a hot mess out of your life, don't pull away from Jesus. Follow him. Instead of listening to the voice of the accuser telling you there is no hope for you, run to Jesus. Tell him you are sorry and surrender your life and your circumstances to him. Trust that he is with you, he will never leave you, and has good things in store for your life. There is always hope for Jesus. Watch him take the broken fragments of your life and make them into something beautiful. It's what he does best. Jesus came to save us and bring healing to the broken places of our lives. Because he lives, we too may have life and have it abundantly. Even on this earth, he is risen. And Charles Swindoll says, "The devil, darkness, and death may swagger and boast. The pangs of life will sting for a while longer. But don't worry, the forces of evil are breathing their last. Not to worry, he is risen." Blessings and love, Deb Weekly and the Help Club for Moms team. Questions to ponder. What is Jesus speaking to you today? Is there any area of your life where you feel as if you have failed? Open your hands as a sign of surrender and pray. Ask Jesus to take your failures and your shame. Seek forgiveness where appropriate. Imagine Jesus taking your sins and regrets. Throw them as far as he's throwing them as far as the east is from the west. That's from Psalm 103, verse 12, and I'll read that for you. And it says, "As far as the east is from the west, so far he has removed our transgressions from us." Then imagine him holding you and telling you that he loves you. He's with you and he has great plans for your life. Ask him to help you visualize him turning your ashes into a crown of beauty. And that's from Isaiah 61, verse 3, that says, "And he provides for those who grieve in Zion to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor." Faith-filled ideas. Read John 21 to your kids from a children's version of the Bible or one that's easy to read, such as the New International Reader's Version. Talk to your children about the importance of running to Jesus when they make mistakes. He will always help them, and he has great plans for their lives. Children need the hope that Jesus brings more than we could ever know, especially your children who carry shame for getting into trouble frequently. Remind these precious ones that Jesus loves them and that you love them, ready or not. I'm sorry, you love them no matter what, and ready or not. Yes, ready, say go. Mommy loves you. Teach them from a young age to love them. Teach them from a young age to trust in Jesus and his great love for them. He will help them to do what is right. And I just wanted to have a little personal note to you guys that if you've been around Help Club, I've talked about the story when we first started Help Club. I had so many things happen, friendships, ministry, broken relationships with ministry. So I didn't have that ministry or those friends. And my kids were growing up. My daughter was getting married. My son graduated from high school and was moving out to go to college. And man, it was a lot for me. And I just felt so alone. And of course, I wasn't alone. My family was with me and my husband. And my husband would say to me, because I got depressed really bad, and I was actually struggling with thoughts of suicide. And my husband would say, "What's next for Help Club? What's next for Help Club?" And because I homeschooled my kids, we homeschooled them all the way through. And all of a sudden I wasn't homeschooling and my kids weren't living at home. And I was so lonely and didn't have the old ministry anymore. And God was doing something new in my life, but it felt like a birth, like childbirth. It was so hard. And I know a lot of you guys have been through things like this, and you can relate. But my husband would say, "What's next for Help Club? Go to your coffee shop, write these devotions, go do what you need to do." And out of that broken season came, this devotional was written back then, came, or maybe it was a little bit later, but the way that I felt and being depressed and how I got over it was written. This was written because of that season. But I just want to tell you a couple of things. If you are going through a season of depression, just know that, just like I said, you're not doomed to stay in this season. Guys, we do. The word says we go through the valley of Baca and we come out, we make it a place of springs. What this means is we go through trials and temptations, but we come out the other side when we lean into Jesus, and we will make it into a beautiful place. Like for me, I can talk about it now, and I know that a lot of women have said it's really helped them. But just know it's not forever. And I also need to tell you that I was listening to Joyce Meyer. I think I was reading in The Battlefield of the Mind, which I highly recommend that book. And she said in this one part of it, she said that she used to get thoughts that were in first person that said, I'm depressed, I'm depressed. And she said then she realized it was the devil talking to her. And she got really mad. And you know Joyce Meyer, she's a firecracker. And she goes, I got mad at the devil. And I told him to leave in Jesus' name. And do you know what? There's a scripture that says that Jesus himself says, these are the signs that accompany those who believe they will cast out demons in my name. And guys, if you have a demon bothering you, you need to tell him to go in Jesus' name. And so I'm going to pray this over you. And if this is you and you're struggling with depression or anxiety or thoughts of suicide and you're not driving, or and if you can, hold out your hands and just visualize yourself giving over those thoughts to the Lord and giving your brokenness to him and giving your hurts and your wounds and your unforgiveness and your pain to him. And I want you to say this. Repeat after me. Say, Satan, in the name of Jesus, I speak to you. You must go. Spirit of depression, I speak to you in Jesus' name. You must go. Spirit of death, I speak to you in Jesus' name. You must go. Spirit of anxiety, in Jesus' name, I speak to you, you must go. And Lord, I just pray for my dear friend. We do speak to the spirit of death. In Jesus' name, you must go. Spirit of depression, in Jesus' name, you must go. Spirit of anxiety, in Jesus' name, you must go. All demonic assignments against my friend who is listening today, I command in Jesus' name, you must go. And Lord, I pray that you would fill her with your Holy Spirit. Fill her with a quadruple portion or a hundredfold of the Holy Spirit. God, that you would send your angels to guard her in all of her ways. That she would do like Romans 12 that says to turn her mind on you and to think about. Let me read this to you. It's so good. It's Romans 12. And it talks about the fact that we need to be putting our mind on the Lord and not conform to the pattern of this world and not think, you know, to stop thinking those thoughts. And it says, therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And I pray, God, that they will meditate on scripture this week. God, that they will know that as Christ followers, they have the mind of Christ, that they have the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead living inside of them. They have the power of the resurrection in living inside of them. And Jesus says, we are looking ahead to the resurrection coming on Resurrection Sunday. We are looking ahead to celebrating this day with our families, that they would remember that they have the resurrection power inside of them and they can stand up to their full stature. They can be strong in you and in your mighty power, and they can break free from these demonic attacks. And I just pray protection over their home and that they will be so strong in you. And when they're tempted to be depressed, they would say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I have the Spirit of God inside of me. They would say that these are the signs that accompany those believe. They have the power to cast out demons. Satan, in Jesus' name, you must leave me and my family. In Jesus' name, amen. And Lord, that they will know that they have power and authority in the name of Jesus. I speak the name of Jesus over them and their family. I plead the blood of Jesus over them and their families. And God, we pray over their homes, that their homes would be filled with your presence, that any demonic forces in their homes, they would go in Jesus' name. And God, that you would send your cloud by day and your fire by night, and everyone in their family would come to know you, and the Holy Spirit would come upon them. They would be baptized in the Holy Spirit, that they would speak in new tongues, God, that all of the gifts that you talk about, God, that you would give them their spiritual gifts in a great outpouring, God, that you would give them so many gifts, God, that you would help them to walk through the season with victory. In Jesus' name, amen. We love you. If you need prayer for anything, please email us at admin@helpclubformoms.com. We would be honored to pray for you, and we love you. Have a wonderful, wonderful Easter. Bye-bye.
Hey, Mom. Have you heard about our Supernatural Mom Mothering Kit subscription? We are so excited to share with you a quick outline of what the kit has to offer. At Help Club, we receive so many questions about what it truly means to be a Christian mom. So God led us to create something special and different, a monthly subscription platform where our amazing team of seasoned Christian mothers can share videos and resources that reflect our hearts in wanting to share the love of Jesus in all aspects of our lives. we offer hope for your heart so that you can be built up in your faith to be the Christian woman, wife, and mother that you were created to be. In the community, you'll find Deb, Laura, and Mary Jo offering supernatural mentoring while going deeper into the Holy Spirit. You'll receive advice for building a heavenly home for your family with Christ as the foundation. You will refresh your soul as you worship with Pastor Jen and receive God's words of life for you. You will learn to make Jesus the center of your relationship with your husband and have a true spirit-filled marriage. Your children will be blessed because of what you will learn from the Holy Spirit as you learn to parent with him. There is so much to learn from Linda, Beck, Crystal, and other special guests each month in the kit. And there is so much more, like our life-changing once-a-month Zoom calls for those in the Mothering Kit community. They are so amazing. So visit us at myhelpclubformoms.com, where you can see what it's all about. And right now, you can sign up for your free 14-day trial. Here at Help Club for Moms, we know what it's like to try to be everything to everyone in this broken world. So join us as we offer encouragement in your walk with Jesus and teach you to be the supernatural woman that you were created to be.